Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 27 to 32. The consequence of rebellion. Let me remind you of what has happened so far. Jeremiah is confined. He cannot leave his prison, as it were. But God will have his word out, so he commands Jeremiah to dictate a discourse, a treatise, a scroll. And Baruch writes it down, and then Jeremiah sends Baruch to the temple to read it. Baruch has obeyed. The scroll, the treatise, has gone up to the king, Jehoiakim. And Jehoiakim has hated what he has read, what had been read to him, and he's taken leaf after leaf of the scroll as it's been read to him and destroyed it. He's been warned against that. They've urged him not to do it, but he won't have the word read to him. He won't have God standing in his word. He tries to have Jeremiah and Baruch dealt with, but the Lord had hidden them. What next? Verse 27. The consequence of this rebellion. Now, the best commentary I know on this is Psalm 2, and I'll come back to that. What do we have here? We have a tremendous warning. Will you heed it? Now, I must ask myself, will I heed it? Do I heed it? But as a preacher, it is my duty, it is my responsibility to put it to you, my friend. Will you heed it? I'm speaking personally now, I'm speaking corporately, I'm speaking to the church today. The re-engineers of the church, and that's what they like to call themselves, they're re-engineering the church. They're rearranging it to suit the purpose of evangelism and attracting pagans and getting to attend the congregations of God's people with all kinds of activities and entertainments to hold them while they, so say, evangelize them. Well, as I've tried to address this in writing, publishing, and preaching, and so on in various ways, I believe this has very serious consequences. This re-engineering of the Church of Christ, the Ecclesia, is a very solemn thing indeed. It's a sin, and it's wrong. It should be stopped. Now, I believe this passage speaks. Will we heed the word of God? Will I heed it? Will you heed it? Now, this king hated the word of God. Now, there's all sorts of ways of showing this hatred. It can be covered up with a very pleasant face, but underneath the heart may be rejecting God and his word. This man hated the word of God so much to burn it, to destroy it. And he congratulated himself, no doubt. He'd thrown it away. He'd burned it. It wasn't going to travel anywhere. Nobody else was going to hear this, and so on. But there was two reactions from God. Now, I said about Psalm 2, didn't I? Why do the nations rage? Why do the people imagine vain things? Why do they rise up against God? We're not going to hear his word. We're not going to be bound by his chains, and so on. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. There's the warning. There's the challenge. Now, how does God have this man in derision? First, what a heavy punishment for the king. Verse 30, therefore this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, king of Judah. He will have no one to sit on the throne of David. His body will be thrown out and exposed to the heat by day, and the frost by night. I will punish him and his children and his attendants for their wickedness. I will bring on them and those living in Jerusalem and the people of Judah every disaster I pronounced against them, because they have not listened. James chapter 1, they have not heard and obeyed the word of God. I don't need to expand upon it, do I? The heavy punishment for not listening to the word of God. The second reaction, God's second reaction, Verse 32. So Jeremiah did what God said. Verse 27 and 28. Take another scroll and write on it all the words that were on the first roll that Jehoiakim, king of Judah, burned up. Okay? So give it to them again, Jeremiah. So Jeremiah, verse 32, took another scroll and gave it to the scribe Baruch, son of Neriah. And as Jeremiah dictated, Baruch wrote down all these words, all the words of the scroll that the king had burned in the first case. God brought it back again. And then it adds this, and many similar words were added to them. So what did Jehoiakim accomplish? He accomplished nothing except judgment and punishment for himself, and he got even more from God. It was expanding and enlarging the word of God. This is always the way. This is God's wisdom. God does move in a mysterious way. That which is designed, humanly speaking, to destroy God and his word and his influence and his power actually enlarges, increases, and spreads the word. You know, when Tunstall and Wolsey tried to burn Luther's works and Tyndale's works and all the rest of it, what were they doing? They were spreading the word. The more they persecuted, the more they stamped upon the fire, the more the embers got thrown all over the place and fire sprang up everywhere. Well, he that sitteth in the heavens does laugh. The Lord will have them in derision. Yes. But, my friend, it is a very serious matter. Unbeliever, if you refuse the word of God and will not repent and trust Christ, you will perish. I warn you of it. But I turn especially to us, the people of God. I think today the book of Jeremiah is so relevant to our circumstance. And I believe we are being warned again and again and again. Will we go back to Scripture and separate the world and the church? We are the called out ones, the ecclesia, the called out ones, the outcalled ones, the offscouring of the earth, the scum of the world, not the popular, not the in with the world. The world will hate us, but God will use their hatred and turn it against themselves, and the word of the Lord, which seems to be despised and rejected, will increase and run and spread. It cannot return empty, void, vain to God. It must accomplish the purpose to which he sent it. It's a warning here not to rebel, but I find it personally an encouragement. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The master praises. What are men? And though men seem to reject the word, though they seem to hate the word, though they seem to dismiss the word, God will have his word spread, and that which may seem to die will actually live underground and spread and rise again, and God will have his way. Psalm 2, the Lord will have them in derision, and he will see to it that his name and his word shall stand and stand forever. Warning, encouragement, oh may God bless this passage to us, for Christ's sake, to his glory. Amen.